Well, the starting point was 2 3-and-outs by our defense to start the game, and the offense scoring 10 points. So right there, the defense got the stops, the offense piled on some points, and we had some good special teams plays in the mix of that. A great return by Trent, great blocking on that. And then you look at the end of the half, okay, the defense gives up a touchdown, offense drives all the way down to the one. Doesn't get in, but again, eats up some clock, gets some good field position, and then the defense does a great job turning in 7 points. And then you turn over quickly the second half, offense gets the ball first, score 7. So I just thought that sequencing at the end of the second quarter, beginning of the third, even though it wasn't perfect, was a good example of this team playing together, feeding off of each other, and being able to take control of the game there. I'll get you next, Jeremy. Go ahead. That's a huge, I think it was a 4-point game at that time, if I'm not mistaken. Could have been an 11-point game, but it was that was a huge stop. Defense rose to the challenge. I think Jermaine was the one who kind of had big contact there. So that was a critical point in the game for us, for sure. That's a turnover, you know.
Appreciate you, Zach. When you've been grinding for 4 weeks with the offense, trying to see it look like what you know it can, just how rewarding is a day like this? Or not only you as a play caller, but just across the board for this offense?
I think we just don't overreact to the early part of the season. We correct what we can correct. There was never any wholesale changes needed. We knew how close we were, and we knew what it could look like. We got to continue to build off days like today. That's a big part of it. But again, there was never any overreaction or anything like that from us. We just stayed the course. And when you trust in what you're doing and you believe in your process, there's plenty of time for it all to take shape and us to get our footing that we needed to get. And I thought today was a good step in the direction that way.
From the draw on down, this week,
No, those aren't my words. You know, it was, again, we just needed to play our best brand of football against this game against Arizona. That's it, you know. And then next week, stack another one, you know, against Seattle. And just keep taking it one game at a time. Don't worry about the big picture right now. We're going to be in great shape if we can just take care of our own business at this early part in the season. And that's what our guys did today.
What kind of impact does it have on the team? Have you seen their own play after how we won the first 4 games before you come out and play like he has in so many games earlier in his career?
Well, I mean, he's done really good things for us these last couple of weeks. And so, again, we look at every play as it should be and feel like he's done a great job for us. Today, again, we just got more plays and we were able to take some more shots down the field, called some different protections that allowed us to take more shots as he's starting to move a little bit more. And so, again, and then he made a couple of plays where he just extended plays. And so that's always a bonus that we'll gladly take. Don't want to force that on anybody, though.
Yeah, you made Kwame a captain.
Yeah.
You know, what your thoughts there?
Yeah, Kwame has been everything that we wanted to be around. Done a great job on our practice squad. He's done a great job when his number was called last year, came in against Tennessee, you know, when we elevated him. And so he's a guy that's very dependable. We got a lot of trust in him. You know, his dad was a tremendous player here, you know, in the late 90s, early 2000s. And so again, just, I think that's a really special moment for a guy that is exactly what we want to be about, able to maybe have a moment for himself and his family, you know, to honor his late dad and you know, his somebody Darren knew. Darren played with at KU and his dad went to my junior college, Butler County. So there's that fraternity. And so again, just special for Kwame is a bonus that he got to catch, you know, on a run alert. But again, hopefully it was a good moment for Kwame's family. No, but again, when the right people are doing the right things, you want to find a way to draw attention to that. And Kwame is a great example of just, I met his mom in the elevator, I think, during the preseason, and just what a great woman. It's no surprise Kwame's been raised the way that he has. And so again, anytime you can give a player that kind of moment, you want to be able to do that.
Thank you.